It's time for Living Your Purpose, a motivational and inspirational podcast with Peter and Joyce Nielsen.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Living Your Purpose podcast. I'm Peter Nielsen with my lovely wife, Joyce. And we are super excited that you're joining us. If it's for the first time and you like this content, just press the subscribe button below. Whether you're watching on YouTube or you're listening on Spotify, on iTunes, wherever you're listening, whether it's the East Coast, the West Coast, my friends in Canada, we're just glad that you're here and joining this community every week. Today is really all about getting outdoors, especially during this spring, and doing cardiovascular training, but doing it specifically with a bicycle.
Yeah, and I'm excited for that because it's something we can incorporate as either a family activity or, honestly, for me to work off the couple extra pounds I put on from overindulging in all the holidays and the winter hibernation that just passed. So the extra cardio on the bike specifically is really amazing. I noticed the changes, like, almost immediately.
Me too. I mean, it's really like fine-tuning if you're at a, a stuck point, if you're looking to just expedite and move forward with your fitness program, with your physique. By doing cardiovascular training, it's a beautiful thing to do. A person that's walking, that's say, 150 pounds for 30 minutes, they could actually burn, say, 150 calories. But if you get on a bicycle, it takes it to the next level. So on a bicycle, a person's burning like more than 200 calories. And I'll get to that in a moment. But some of the benefits that I love and that I've incorporated through my health clubs, through my clients, patients, is that you're dealing with the most important muscle, your heart, cardiovascular system. So it's going to help your blood pressure. It's going to help anxiety, depression. It's going to help lower your cholesterol levels, your homocysteine levels. It is just an overall awesome way to exercise. It's weight-bearing, but it's not jarring like running or walking hard. So you're going to increase bone density, especially if a woman's going through her menopause. And it really does increase muscle strength. It increases your VO2 max, your ability to absorb enriched oxygen into your system so that it feeds all your organs, and it decreases body fat. I think people do that the most when it comes to cardio. They want to lose excess body fat, but they don't realize that it's going to get them so healthier, probably keep them on planet Earth longer. So doing cardiovascular training is a beautiful way when you're biking. And then with calories, I mean, you and I, we do our 5 mile walks or bicycling, but we also do our 15 mile. That was one of our first dates.
To be honest with you, and I think a lot of women can relate to me, the first place I notice if I'm going to gain any weight, it's going to be in my thighs and in my glute and in my tummy. It's like that whole abdomen area. And I noticed as soon as, like, within 3 weeks of doing regular, even just 5 days a week of biking, and I can feel it shedding all of that in there. So not only is it working my heart, but it's also working my glutes and my abs.
Yeah. And your butt. Yeah. It's just, it's an overall, and we love it because we live in the Midwest, but we live off of a lake, and we have a state park behind us that has tremendous amount of beautiful trails, horse trails, bike trails. But for an example, 3,500 calories you will gain or lose 1 fat pound. So remember that. So you take a person that is 150 pounds and you put them on a bicycle, they're burning over, say, at 70 revolutions per minute, they're burning over 200 calories. So it is better than walking when it comes to burning calories. Also, if you take, say, a person that is 185 pounds, now they're burning almost 360 calories in 30 minutes. So if they're doing it for an hour, they're literally over 700 calories in that hour.
Yeah.
And you can't buy that.
Without even adjusting what you're eating.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, so what I wanted to do today, is just give you another choice, another thought process, another picture on how you can get unstuck and reach your goal. And we have so many different bikes in our garage.
We do. We have a variety for when we have guests come over, literally, because we have nice trails behind us. And anytime even my kids are younger and as they're going through growth spurts, we keep the older bikes for when the grandkids come over or friends come over for a visit. So we probably have, I don't know, maybe 7 or 8 different bikes in our garage right now. And depending on the mood and what our goals for that day is, it may be a cruiser or a speed bike or...
Yeah, and I want to give them the definition of it real quick.
Mm-hmm.
An English racer is like what it says. It's a really thin tire. It's what I was brought up on. It was just 10 speeds at the time. Now there's 21 speeds and gears. And you really want to use that on asphalt or on a very smooth surface. Then we have something that will do trails. So it's an off-road or a mountain bike. And it's a thick tire with a lot of fiber, a lot of thread on it, so that you're not going to trip around. Then what I have and what I really like is kind of something called a hybrid. And the hybrid is... I could do on the road or I can do off the road. So it's a medium tire. And you need to understand nowadays, especially if you have back issues or something, they come with shock absorption systems.
Mm-hmm.
A bicycle is not that expensive. You could buy a good bicycle at Walmart. You could go to a bicycle shop. You could go to Dunham Sports. But the point is that the higher the gear, the more you're anaerobically working your muscles. You're going into what I call your anaerobic threshold. So you're going from cardio to also working your muscles. So the lower the gear you go, the more revolutions, the easier it is, the more that you're doing just heart work and less muscle, and you're really sucking wind and getting your VO2 max up. The beautiful thing about when you do have gears is that you, if you're seeing a hill come up, you could go to lower gear. If you're going down a hill and you want to continue to go fast, you could go upper gear. You could go all the way to 21 gears. And it's a beautiful thing. The bicycle that you and I were on, I was on this 21 gear, you know, hybrid, and I put her on this really comfortable comfort bike, like a beach cruiser.
Oh, yeah. That was one of our first dates. And I like the cruisers because I like the posture of being able to sit up more right. And I like the seat. It's a cushier, wider, more comfy seat than, say, a speed bike, honey?
Yeah, the English racer.
Yeah.
Which really thin mm-hmm. seat. And but, for a man, woo, it's hard.
He just wheels out this bike for me, and he has this amazing hybrid with all the fancy gears and everything. And I'm in this beach cruiser made for going along.
And we're going up and down hills.
15 miles.
And it was 80 degrees, and I wanted to take her out to lunch.
And she was testing me.
I really wasn't.
Athletic, I don't know.
No, she definitely, she passed it with flying colors. But I was just like, okay, let's go out to lunch. And like, we're both sweaty, and she's like, no.
We ran out of time.
Yeah, she's like, I'm going to go. And I was like, did I do something wrong? But I apologize.
Next time, switch bikes. I want to see you go.
Well, I married you. Now you could use any bike you want. We love to exercise together, which is so great for couples, for families, my stepkids, her children, my kids. We love to bike ride. And we, you know, you could do 5 miles, you could do 12 miles, you could do 15 miles. Wean into it. Make sure if you're on a beta blocker, a calcium channel blocker, that you check with your cardiologist.
Yeah. Or even if you're going around the neighborhood, we've actually rode our bikes with our dogs before.
Yeah, the Great Dane, literally. And he did, Samson did great. And I need to say this, I've done this on TV, I've said this, I want to say this on our podcast. If it wasn't for a helmet, her son, my adorable stepson Colton would have had a disaster. We were going high speed down this 15-mile trail, looking at these beautiful lakes, going through the woods and stuff. He hit a rock, and he just went over the handlebars. He slid about 50 feet on his head, and he did like tumble sauces, and I was praying.
The seat and the areas of the bike were rubbed off. The leather was rubbed off. It was
his helmet was his helmet was literally just scuffed like everything. So wear a helmet.
Yeah.
I mean, even in Michigan with motorcycles, it's like we love to ride.
He was okay, by the way.
He was great.
He got back on about
the next day. He did, and he said he wanted to conquer it.
Yes.
But it's so important. But biking is a wonderful, wonderful family event. It's a great way to get your cup filled up by him, by being with nature. Whether you're in a city or the suburbs, or you're truly in, you know, the countryside, there's just a beautiful way for transportation.
It is. And stress reduction. When you're out in
nature. Oh, my golly, yes.
And you're just cruising along, and you can bring your, well, only put, if you're listening to earphones, only put it in one ear so you can hear other people.
Agreed, that's what I do. When I do it by myself.
You can listen to music, a podcast, just get lost.
When you're busy and I do it by myself, I put it in one ear so that I make sure I hear what's going on. It's important to make sure you hydrate yourself, whether it's warm out, cold out. 3 to 4 ounces of water every 15 to 20 minutes during exercise.
You need reflectors.
Yeah, evening, you need to make sure you have reflectors on the bike and stuff like that. But I wanted to do this because it's very inexpensive. It's a family affair where you can do this. Anyone, you know, especially if you even have like joint problems, it's less jarring than even walking, and you're burning tons of calories. You know, I mean, it's easy to burn 1,000 calories at a go if you're out for an hour and a half and you weigh, you know, 150, 180 pounds. I just said, you know, 185 pounds, you're burning almost 360 calories in just a half hour. That's over 700 calories in an hour. So how bad do you want it? But if you increase your endurance, your VO2 max, the ability to absorb enriched oxygen into your bloodstream, every organ in your body is going to be healthy. So these are just simple things that you can do, and we would love to hear from you. What I do want to say during this segment is that if you have back problems, you don't want to be on an English racer where you're down like this. You may be going faster, but you can trash L4, L5. So what you want to do is you want to be on more of an upright bicycle. That's more like that comfort bicycle that I put you on.
No, but they sell those with gears as well.
They do. They do. Stop picking on me. No, I'm so sorry. But if you're picking a piece of equipment for home, get a recumbent bicycle like we have. I was the co-inventor of the ball bike, which basically has a fit ball that you sit on and a beautiful seat behind, and you're like this. And your feet are high.
Oh, that's great too.
And it's beautiful if you're recovering from, say, back surgery or something that you really need to protect your back. Yeah. You know, those are all important things.
Indoor bikes are great to have in addition, just for any weather, or if you wake up and you have insomnia,
Agreed.
Just want to go downstairs, put up a show in front of you.
Cardiovascular training is so vitally important. Weight training is great. It's going to speed your metabolism. It's going to increase bone density. It's going to make you physically look different with your muscles. Your basal metabolic rate's going to be quicker. But there's no marriage better than doing cardiovascular and strength training. But cardiovascular, in my opinion, will trump the weight training, because if you don't have the endurance or the energy, how the heck are you going to be lifting weights? So it's so important to increase your endurance, and biking is a great form to do that. And if you have a question, you could go to Peter at peternielsen.com. You can basically find us on social media at Peter and Nielsen. Don't forget to find us also on our Peter's Principles worldwide syndicated TV show on Astound TV Network, Tuesdays, Thursdays at 2 p.m. Eastern Time. And then we're also on the weekends at 8:30 a.m. Eastern Time on DBTV, found worldwide on Roku. You know, so I love to exercise with you. She motivates me. There are days, and I'm the motivator,
yeah,
but there's days that I even need, you know, I need that accountability, yeah, buddy.
Exercising and stretching is important too, especially if you're going longer distances.
Yes.
Stretching the day of and even the morning after is even, yeah, equally
and
as important.
We stretch each other, and you know, you just bless me because I do have a lot of musculature, and in stretching your hamstrings and your glutes and your IT band, the side of your leg and your Achilles tendon, your lumbar, your glutes is so important after intense exercise or even biking for that matter. So don't forget to stretch, because stretching is going to add more circulation. Mm-hmm. It's going to get rid of that lactic acid, which is that soreness that you get after working out. And it's going to really help you from getting injured, because a lot of times when I go biking or we go walking, my glutes and my lower back get stiff.
Exactly. Yeah. Yes. Exactly why it's even more important those days to do the stretching and the, yeah, days after.
Yeah. And we're excited also. I mean, we have a pre-workout drink that's coming out soon, and we have it available to us, but we're getting ready, mm-hmm, to launch
and
it.
And a detox drink.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And what it does is it dilates your vascular system, so it's got a precursor of nitric oxide in the form of beets, beet powder. Mm-hmm. And then it's got all amino acids, and it's just got mega fuel where you're going to feel also the niacinamide. You're going to feel the tingles where it's getting ready to work. So we even take that with our Zeal,
yeah,
before we go outside biking, mm-hmm, you know. So if you do have any questions, just email us. We love each and every one of you. We're doing this so that you can get unstuck, that you can get a health tip of the day, of the week. You can find new ways to exercise. And we want to hear from you. So don't forget to leave a comment. And if you do like what you're seeing or hearing, just subscribe to whether it's YouTube or Spotify or iTunes. And we appreciate you. Have a great, great week. God bless each and every one of you. And we will see you next week.